This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Cardiff Garcia is here. He was with the blog FT Alphaville. Technically, he's in New York. Neil Richardson is here as well. She is at Redfin, technically in Washington. The topic, of course, is the 5 days gone by. Hey, everybody.
Hi, hey, Kai.
Neil, you get to go first. Janet Yellen, Fed met this week, did nothing on interest rates. Dr. Yellen had a press conference. What was the most surprising thing that came out of that whole smash for you?
I think the most surprising thing is how big a window is left open in terms of what the Fed will consider when they're considering whether or not to hike rates. And that big window was Brexit. We are now looking at local international politics to guide domestic monetary decisions. And that's a big deal because anything can fit there in any country in a very globally and economically unstable world right now, especially in Europe. So this is a key question about how European politics will fit into Fed monetary policy going forward.
All right. So, Cardiff, we're going to get to Brexit and uncertainty in a second. I want to ask you, though, about this. I read, might have been on FT Alphaville, but certainly out there in the interwebs, that Janet Yellen might be a closet one hiker. That is to say, even though the official Fed line is we're going to raise twice this year, that she secretly is in favor of doing it just once.
That's a possibility. I think one significant thing did happen at the meeting, which is that she used the phrase new normal. Right.
Ooh.
And what she meant. Yeah. What she meant was that it's possible that the relationship between how the Fed manages interest rates and the real economy might have changed. So in the past, if the economy's picking up, in order to slow inflation, they'd start hiking interest rates.
Right.
And what she meant was that now that relationship might be different, that the shallower path at which she's going to hike interest rates is now more appropriate than it would have been in the past. And so I thought that was actually kind of startling. I didn't anticipate it. But yeah, I think it's important. I don't know if it means that they're going to hike just once this year or that they're going to hike again. It depends on the real economy. And as they love to say, they are data dependent. And I actually believe that now more than I have in quite some time.
Neela, were you surprised? And I don't want to spend too long on the Fed, so be brief about this. But were you surprised at how derailed the Fed got by one lousy jobs report when arguably everything else is doing okay?
No. And I think I wasn't surprised because I think they were a little bit too optimistic before that jobs report came in. And just to add a little bit to Cardiff's point, these long-term factors that could be depressing economic growth are now a growing concern at the Fed. We used to talk about this being short-term, one great quarter of data, we can lower rates. Now they're saying maybe these things are actually going to have a big influence over a long period of time and not go away really quickly. That's a big difference.
Yeah. All right, Cardiff, to the Brexit thing, setting aside the events of this week with Joe Cox, the MP who was killed, what's your gut on how this thing's going to go?
Oh, man. I mean, the polls really have turned in favor of leaving. It's been quite shocking to see how quickly that happened.
Yeah.
So I don't know which way it's going to go. This is a really hard thing to poll in advance. It could be that many more people turn out to vote than we've anticipated. But yeah, it's not looking good right now. That's for sure.
Neela, on this thing, just to get back to your opening answer about Brexit and uncertainty, we've been doing a whole riff here the past couple of weeks about this idea of uncertainty and how big a deal it is. Does it feel different to you this time around, what with our presidential election and everything that's going on there, and the possibility that there are some fundamental cracks in the European Union?
You know, I see some commonalities here. These were both a year ago very low probability events.
Right.
And then the closer we get to the election, they become more and more reality. And I think the impact is greater because nobody saw them coming.
That's
the case with Brexit, for sure.
Yeah.
Cardiff, your thoughts?
Yeah, there are some commonalities here, and I've noticed this because a lot of my British colleagues talk about it. Essentially, Brexit has become a referendum partly on the economy and more so on immigration policy, which is itself an economic issue. And so I think you've seen the rise of populist sentiment both in the U.S. and the U.K. and throughout the developed world, and this is one of its clear manifestations. Yeah, there are some commonalities there for sure.
Cardiff Garcia at the blog FT Alphaville, Neela Richardson at Redfin. Thanks to you both.
Thank you, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
All right. Have a good weekend, everybody.